The Man on the Moor. I drove out of Newtown and went to begin my search for the mysterious man on the moor. There were hundreds of the old stone huts on the moor. Barrymore did not know in which of them the mysterious man was living. I had seen the man on the night when Sir Henry and I had chased Selden, so I decided to start my search near that place. The path I took ran past Mr. Franklin's house, and I saw him standing at his gate. He called to me and invited me to go in and have a drink with him. He had been arguing with the police and was angry with them. He began to tell me about it.
"But they will be sorry," he said. "I could tell them where to look for the escaped prisoner, but I'm not going to help them. You see, I have been searching the moors with my telescope, and although I have not actually seen the prisoner, I have seen the person who is taking him food."
I thought of Barrymore and Mrs. Barrymore's worried face, but Mr. Franklin's next words showed me that I did not need to worry.
"You will be surprised to hear that a young boy takes food to the prisoner. The boy goes by at about the same time each day, and he's always carrying a bag. Who else can he be going to see except the prisoner? Come and look through my telescope, and you will see that I am right. It is about this time each day that the boy goes by.